Yehuda, it should be Miyav. The other one just says we pay here. So, Mishnayim Lechol Tzol Yivra Ashnayim Alechot Chilis Lechot Miyav. Lechot Miyav. Alright. So now comes the character of the Gemara. Hocha. Hoso Milimandoma Yezike. Yezik. Really, Mandoma, also the battle, Mr. Sivomi, most of the battle, Mr. Sivomi. Okay, Kohad, the heart, Amen, the day comes from the way. So here we have, I mean, Rashi Shite and Taisa Shite. I mean, Rashi and Taisa Achilik. Now, on one thing. Now, let's see the Rashi. Hochad, Hosom Skuki Pushte, Hosom Skuki Pushte. In other words, let's first analyze the teres and the kashas why in the Mishnah of Dalet Achim we don't say that Levi should be quitted to Rochel and then so the Zikah would be Poka, the Zikah that Yehuda had originally in Rochel would be Poka, so then Yehuda would be able to be Miyazim later. So the Rabbi Achim would go say because Rochel won't quit, it was given to Rochel by Levi, so later he's not a chis kukosi anymore. So he says like this. Hosom skukis mishtei edlai. So, ili mandoma, because over there, by Dalet Achim, shtayim usim shtei achoi, so both are you vomit. Rochel is a skuko to both. They come from two different bodies, but they are both brothers, so in many ways, both are you vomit, and they are skukis to both brothers. So Rochel is skuko to Levi and to Yehuda, and Leia is to go to Levi and Yehuda. Ili mando mazen dalet achim, taime vinshabenet, atu lelachatne, mishim diye sike, timereishen mitzere, mishim du kolkoka bachay skuko, vichichol yitzchad lechode, upoka zike, vimishtar yachay to lindoch, vichol yivomo shemez kosho achat, al yivomo, atu lachan yichile, harei kim shetar, kim yish loponim, viyasuro leilom. They are too very long. Now, so Rashi explains it more. Now let's say according to Mandoma Yezik. It's true according to Rashi, even according to Mandoma Yezik. But let's understand that first, according to Mandoma Yezik. So Yezik is a Mimele at the time when Reuben and Shimon died. So Mimele at that moment, neither before the Chlitzim made in one of the three. So neither one is allowed to be miyav to marry. Either sister. The lady cannot marry Rochel because she's the achrayus of Leah. And Yehuda cannot marry Rochel. Also the same reason. And neither one can marry Leah because Lachis is not saying. Because both Rochel and Leah are cooking to both, to Levi and Yehuda. So Mimele at the very outset, so when Reuben and Shimon died, so Leah was Asura to Levi and Yehuda. Then, let's say, a month later, Levi decides to give Chlitze to Rochel. So then we say, now the ticket that Yehuda has in Rochel was Poka, so Mimele, Leah is not a Chizukot anymore. But there is a Loche of Kiddush and Nesro Shoachat Bishat Nifilo, Nesro Lovilomi. So Mimele in the case, let's say, where Reuben and Shimon, two brothers, and Reuben was married to Rochel, and then Shimon was married to Leah, and then Reuben died, so Rochel at that time was the of Shimon, because Shimon, the living father, surviving father, was married to the sister of Rochel. So the halacha is that even if Leah, let's say a month later, after the death of Reuben, Leah died, so she's not a Rochel, is not a Zur anymore. So we say Kiddush and Nesro Shoachas, Nesro Lovilomi. So here too, at the very outset, when Reuben and Shimon both died, so then Rochel and Leah were both Asuris and Yehuda. So even if he later on Levi is chwitze to Rochel, so we cannot say that Yehuda should be able to be Miyad Leo, even though she's, Leo is not a chesukos anymore. Because at the very outset, Leo was a sort of Yehuda, except for Shoachat. So the Meir is Mestral of the Oni. In other words, what principle do we see here? That the halacha of Mestral of Shoachat applies to the Rabbonim Stuf. In other words, we could argue, when we apply the halacha of Mestral Shoachat, where it's Mestral Shoachat, with the Raife. So then Mestral of the Oni. But where it's Mestral of Shoachat with the Rabbonim, it's a lachis to kosei, like Leia here. So it's Mestral Shoachat at the time of the death of Uvein and Shimon. So she did Rabbonon. Leo was a suro to Yehuda. So only with Rabbonon, because Vachis to Kosei. So we don't say that even when the Yisrael is poka, so we should say less all of Yehuda. So Kamash will know that called the Tikkun Rabbonon came the Reise Tikkun. So with Rabbonon, where she was a suro, Bishas the Tila, with Rabbonon. Shoachas, so even after, so it's not all of them. This is what he said. So this is what he said. Ili mandom al sen gaudach, talmi di shad anisak lo achasne, mishim di yizike, di mirei shim mitzare, mishim kubor bachit kuko, di chichol ischad lechode ulpok azike, u nishtar yachit lido, di chol nivom ishnes o shoachas, al nivomo, apilu achat izir tzile, hagin yikin shesach shim kubonu vatsuro leilo. So the question is, now we said last time in the Rashi, why does the Rashi say the Rashi in Tzim Yodom? The whole Chav Lechad Omer Ano Shafel Mitzide. The Nama Avi Yitzchah Shorish Ne Yidin Kinei Sachir Fikosei. Hayi Shaiti Vada Ava Asire. Umishepoch in Yid Mashli O Shi Yivemte. Poka Tzike Miyidoch Limafreya. Why does Rashi have to emphasize Limafreya? Why is the Mafreya important? So we said that the reason as to why Rashi emphasizes the Limafreya, because if it would be Matia the Zike, only Mikan, if it would be Matia the Zike, only Mikan Lahabe, so the Mele the Yisra of Achei Sukkosei, which is based upon the Yisra of Achei Tishtei, of Achei Tishtei, so the Mele would be Osea, because just as Achei Tishtei, so there is a special Zerta Koto, that Lacha Misa Tishtei is Materet. But the other Sheira is Tishtei. Let's say Ein Mishtei. So if Lacha Misa Tishtei is Azor, and we have a machleket between the Rivom and the Ri, in Golobatre, Yaakov Yudalet, as to whether the reason as to why Ein Mishtei is Azor, is it because the Yishet continues, even after the death of the wife, or it doesn't continue. It doesn't continue, as Ribom said, it doesn't continue, but there's the Torah Takotu, that even the heretofore Ein Mishtei is Azor, in the same way as Achei Krushos is Azor. So according to the Ri, we have to say that Achei Krushos is based upon a separate Yisra, because we deduce it from its special Torah Takotu. But according to the Ribom, so Achit Rishose is not based upon his special Yisrael. It's not based upon his special Yisrael. But the Sheirei Ishtei, Arasure, is not only when they are present with Sheirei Ishtei. Even Per Sheirei Ishtei are also Asure. So that's why Rashi emphasized Poke Zike Mitach Mafreya, because if it had been Mafia de Zike, only Mikan Lohabe, then she would still be Asure. That she would still be Asur. Now, so the question is here, how can Rashi say that the reason is to us? We cannot say that after Levi is chalitza to Roche, so then Yehud is allowed to become a slayer, because it's not all of Shoachas. But in view of the fact that Rashi said that in regard to Yehud, but in the same thing, I mean, just as Yidin is determined that she was the skuko all the time of the Yobim, who ultimately was the Yobim, so it's the same thing. It's also determined, Limafreya, that she was the skuka of the one who gave a chlitze, not of the other brothers. So Mimele, in this case, where we have four brothers, how can we apply the aloche of Nefer Shachat? We had four brothers, Ruben, Shimon, Levi, Yud, Ruben and Shimon died, Ruben and Shimon were married to Rochel and Leah. So how can we say that we cannot tell a lady to be Chayin Tzroche and then tell Yehuda to be Miyabe Leah? Why? Because at the very outset, before Levi gave Chlitze to Rochel, so Leah was Asura to Yehuda on the score of the Yisrael Vachin Sukkose, so it's less for Shachat. But then, even months later, so Levi was Chelet to Rochel, so just as Yidl is Maskia, the Zike Midach Maskia, so Chlitze the same thing. So the Chlitze also should be Maskia, the Zike of Rochel from Yehuda and Maskia. So the Chlitze by Levi to Rochel should determine retroactively that Rochel was all the time skuko to Levi, not to Yehuda. She was never skuko to Yehuda. So Mimele, she was never skuko to Yehuda. So Mimele, Rochel was never skuko to Yehuda. So Mimele, if Rochel was never skuko to Yehuda, so that means that Levi was never determined retroactively now. That Leia was never the Achit Sukkose. Of Yehuda, because if Rochel was never the Sukkose of Yehuda, how could Leia at any time be the Achit Sukkose of Yehuda? So it's not the Sukkose. It's only that we didn't know at the time, but now we know. So we have to say, we have to apply the same concept that I think I mentioned in discussing the Ramban and the Rashbo and the Sugya of the Kukov Ikluso, Rav Shimon and the Rabbeishes thing. So I mentioned Rav Chaim's law, and Rav Chaim doesn't say it in regard to he doesn't say it in regard to Nefer Shachat, but the concept. I mean, Rav Chaim says it in regard to Miyud, which is the Rabbanon Miyud. And he also says it in regard to Aphorat HaBaal, according to Mandoma, the Baal Meisharot. So we still see that there is a difference between Akirat Chochem and Akirat Baal, even according to Mandoma, the Baal Meisharot. So let's say, in regard to Aphorat, so suppose, let's say, one woman was Mikabu Nizirat upon herself, Harim Nizirat. And then a friend of hers, another woman, said Harim Nikimeisa. So she also became a Nizirat. Then this woman was the first woman. So was she Alex Lechochem? And the Chochem was matter than ever. So then we say, the Gemara in Ozer says, that the other woman is also Muteres Nishiyat Yayin. Because since she was Matzi, her Niziret, in the Niziret of her friend, and the Chochem was in Kalimafreya, the Captain Neder, of her friend, so there was no Neder, so there was nothing in which to be Nizret. Mashein came in case the vow of the first woman was Eker the Neder. So even according to Mandoma, that vow Eker, make her offer, not make a guy. And it's a Kalimafreya, so we say, the first woman whom the Baal, the husband, was matter than Edad, that she is allowed to drink wine, to do everything. I mean, so, but the second woman, who was matri, the zinus of the first woman, so even after the husband of the first woman was matri than Edad, so she still has to, she has to comply with all the zinus of the zinus. So what's the pshat? So the pshat is, that the same sword as Rav Chaim says in regard to Miu. There it's in the Rabbonon, but here it's here in the Raise. Even according to Mandoma, the Baal Meikaroka, there is still a fundamental distinction between Hatoras Chochem and Hatoras Baal. Chochem, when a Chochem is matter and Eder, so then it's Bikira Tiroye, and then it becomes Nedator. Even though it wasn't in Kiyasitoye. If it was Mamishitoye, so then we don't have to resort to Atoras Chochem. But even though it wasn't Itoye, but the Chochem on the basis of Charote or Pesach, so declares it Itoye. So Mimele, that means that as a result of the Atoras Chochem, so the Neder Abnicio was doing boy. It sees nothing in heaven. Machine came bow. Bow it's not the day of the oil. So it's not that the bow has the keach and the capacity to annul the nether abnicio. But if he had there, the bow can release seven dollars and according to one mandoma, it's an afreya. So it's the keach of the bow to revoke, to annul the nether. Limafreya in regard to all the Kalahab of the kingdom. But it's not new and void ab initio. Kochev, when his matter in Hezer also becomes new and void ab initio. At the very outset, it is not yet happened. Baal, so even if Mesia Roka, so the Mele, he has the Keach to annul the Nezer retroactive, as retroactive effect. This annulment of the Nezer in regard to all the Kalahab of the kingdom. But, so only vis-a-vis Mikamahavri Kinyonim, it's new and void. But vis-a-vis something that took place already, so it's not new and void. So maybe that process that the other woman made in the nether of the first woman, there's something in the past. So, in the case of Kochen, so it's new and void ab initio. But in the case of Aporet Bao, it's not new and void ab initio. It's only a known. Vis-a-vis all we can or have we can on it. But that of course was something that is not relevant now. It was relevant at that time. And since it's not new and void ab initio, so the melee that force is effective. That was it. So the same kind of story we have to apply in regard to Rashid Halochet of Boca Zike Midach Lemasreya. And it's mistaber here. Here it is more mistaber than us. As much, particularly reasonable, as Ligabe HaForet Bar. But certainly not less reasonable. Because after all, when his brother dies, so every brother has the same opportunity to be the Yavro to the Chayim. There is no preference for one as against the other. Even the oldest one, so it's only been a dinner. Only the Ovine, but there is no real priority by one as against the other brother. So the Mele, that means that at the very outset, when Rubin died, and his wife Rochel became Skuko to Levi and to Yud, not just to Levi, at the very outset she became equally Skuko, she became equally attached. To Levi and Yehuda. So then Levi decided to give Chalitza to Rochel. So that is Matkia the Zikir from Yehuda in Rochel Matreya. So what does it mean? It's Matkia. It's not Matkia in the same way as Atoret Rochel is Matkia Ab Initio. Here it's not Matkia the Zikir Ab Initio. How can we say that it's Matkia Ab Initio when that's the Aloche of Zikir? The attachment to either Yovni is the same. It's the same, they're both equal. So the Mele, even if Levi ultimately decides to give Chalitza, to Rochel, it is not Matthias the Zikir in you of Yehuda, Ab Initio. But vis-a-vis Yehuda, so the Apkoe Zikir has retroactive effect in respect to all we can have the kingdom. So, insofar as the Easter of Achei Sukkoteh is concerned, so even if the Easter of Achei Sukkoteh is an Easter of the year of the past Achei Sukkoteh, but it's in Kalhavrik Inyet. So, we say there is no Easter of Achei Sukkoteh, because the Shaila is relevant to Kalhavrik. Is he allowed to marry or is not allowed to marry her? So we say that the Chlitze, that Levi gave to Rochel, has retroactive effect in regard to all relevant to Yoni Mikalahab. Now, when the question arises, can Yehuda? So then, when the question arises, and from the point of view of Achei Sukkoteh, so can Yehuda marry her? So we say, no, the Zikir was spoken in Afreya. So she's not even here to fall Achei Sukkoteh. Masha'i came in regard to the Yitz Aloche of Nesho Shoachas. So Nesho Shoachas is determined by what? By the law of death. The Nesho Shoachas is to be determined by what the law was then, not by what it is now. That's the whole concept of that Rosh Hashanah. If at that time she was Asura, vis-a-vis then, it was Asura, from the melee, she's left all of the Romans even now. So even though it's Poka, the Zikin Nidach Mapreya, we still can apply the Aloha of Nefesh. All right. Now, so this is, so that's true according to Mandoma Yezid. The Rashi says the same one that is true, even according to Mandoma, anything. So he says, Ili Mandoma, so, Horashi, Hotom Ili Mandoma Yezid, Yezid, so it's not for a shah. Ili Mandoma, Hotom Ili Vatil Mr. Sivomi, Hotom Ili Vatil Mr. Sivomi, so Rashi says, Ili Mandoma, Tanya, Mishum Di Hotom Ili Vatil Mr. Sivomi, Ili Yad Mahal Chodesh, Ili Mahal Yishidok, Tegim Sheyidek, ותצא אחי אישו, מי שמאחי אישו אישו, ונמצא מי שסיבו מנצל על יבינו מיוב ומחליט הרי נסחו משום כך. ולב חיב שנסחו שואחת, so he name, even though, כל הצלחה וחודש, it's not another loss, it's all המשך. מי name, כל הצלחה וחודש, ועוד להי עצמיו, ועוד להי עצמיו, עם מרס ודיס הרשתה, שלא נראה מיוב ומתחילו, מדרבונון, אבל הוכה, but in the Mishne, so we cannot say Achra, Nefesh HaAchat, because she's not a Yivone. When can we apply the Aloche of Nefesh HaAchat to the Yivone? Here she's an Ochri. But she happens to be an Achetzi Kote. She might happen to be an Achetzi Kote. But she's an Ochri, so it's not Shaykh to say Nefesh HaAchat. But Aloche, Zuh Shenefam Shachet, Kuko Lav Yivone or Iso, Vichipoka Iso Achet, Kuko Bachmito Sachito, Harimtere, Rimele, Lame Shetach Avoye. אם כך מזייקו למתקינו לו, ואם הכוכב אחד ידי יתחמר. So, you see, in regard to the Mandoma, yes, because, so there is no machleket between Rashi's Lomdes and Tetis Lomdes. So Rashi and Tetis both agree that this Gemara is saying in effect that there is a halach of Nefesh HaShoachat is in Rabbanan. But the machleket between Rashi and Tetis is in connection with the Mandoma with Tetis. But still, you're not allowed to marry an Achetzi Kote because of people Mr. Sivomi. Because of people Mr. Sivomi. So Rashi Sita is that Achidus. Rashi Sita is that even according to Mandoma, Eizike, but since it's not a Mirabono, to marry an Achetzi Kote, Nia made the time she Nia, even though it's not based upon the Yisra of Erba. That's a big Chidus. Peace, when according to Mandoma, Eizike, so the Yisra of Achei Sukkotin in the Rabbonon is a Yisra Elbo. It's a Yisra of Achei Tishtein. And since Achei Tishtein in the Reise is Masiya Zike, is Masiya Zike, so the Mele, that means, so Achei Tishtein in the Rabbonon is not the Masiya Zike, but it can affect a diminution of it. So the Mele, we cannot, so it's very stubborn to apply the Aloche of Nefkoshacha, because just as in the Reise, we say Nefkoshachas, because of a Koesike, so it's Nefkoshachas, so it's Nefkoshachas, so with the Rabbonim too, there is also a Koesike. Not a Koesike with Amrei, could it be, Chachodim would it be Matkia, could it be Matkia, we could it be Matkia with Amrei, but as a result of the Israel Elvo of a Chetisho, with the Rabbonim, there is a diminution in the case, and if there is a diminution in the case, so just as of course they involve the aloche of Nesrol of Shacha, so the diminution of the case in the Rabbonim also involves the aloche of Nesrol Shacha. Masheri came with that, the people in the Tivomi, according to Mandoma, people in the Tivomi, so they say, here we cannot say Nesrol Shacha, because it's an extraneous thing that the people in the Tivomi. So the reason is why at the very outset, He was not allowed to marry Achetzi Kotei because of an extraneous Yisrael, not to be gay. A people need to see money, but that cannot affect a diminution in Yisrael. Even in Rabbanon there is no diminution in Yisrael. So how can we apply the aloche of Nesro Shachat? So Tesis explains, Yilu Imam Domar Osol Vatum Yisrael Sivomi, so Osol Vatum Yisrael Sivomi, Osol Vatum Yisrael Sivomi, so because of that, it's also to be the answer. But the question is, let one be the Yavu, let him be here first, and then be the Yavu. So we have Jesus here, that one should not be allowed to be chilling condemned in Yavin, or to Dilma Miyavin first. Dilma Miyavin first. So this is how Tesis explains. But Rashi explains it also on the basis, even according to Mandoma, of the also on the basis of Nefesh HaRuach. So that's a chiddush. So Rashi's shita is that it shouldn't concern why it's not Tamei Rabbanon. As long as it's not Tamei Rabbanon, so Mimele, since he cannot marry her, so Mimele is affected in Yushnid. It affects the Yushin and Zike. Because Zike, what does Zike mean? Zike by definition means that she's in a marital way, she's attached to him. But how can we say she's fully attached to him when we tell him you cannot marry him? What kind of attachment is it? But, of course she's attached, because Midrashim is allowed to marry her. But Midrabbanan not allowed. But since Midrabbanan he cannot marry her, so he made a time to you. It doesn't make any difference why he cannot marry her. Even if it is based upon people who want him, but the fact is, in final analysis, he cannot marry her. So in melee, the attachment, the marital attachment, is incoherent. It's not complete. There is a diminution in the zikah. And since there is a diminution in the zikah, so in melee, we apply the aloha and the sacha. This is what Rabbi says. Really, Mandoma, time you should also live out of the Yivamim, give me up, my chodet, give me my yisidoch. Kedim שיש בדיק תאחיתו מישהו מאחית אישו ומנסה מתקשיב ומנסה לא ידענו ומנסה מחוית הרי נסרו משום כך ושוב אין לו היתר אפילו בידי אבד כי בשמיש יש נסרו של אחת שאולי נאמה, even though חול עצחת לחודת ועוז לחי השניו ועוז לחי השניו אם אין את מי שזה so if it's חול עצחת לחודת first so במילה there is no יסר פתאום מתקשיב ומנסה either but seems at the very outset he was not allowed to marry her because of Dito Mitzvah Yivamim. So that brought about of a diminution in the Zike. And if it brought about Midrabonon, the diminution in the Zike, so the name of Midrabonon, the Yisrael of the Shesach was cut. But one thing we have to say, how could the Yisrael of the Shesach be cut if there is no diminution in the Zike? Why should it be cut? Just because, so obviously, according to Rashi, if he is not allowed to marry her, maybe the time she is, so Mimela death effect is diminution the Zikr. So she's not completely, Midrabonon, she's not completely attached to him. If she's not completely attached to him, so Midrabonon, there is an interesting attack. So Mimela, we apply the Aloha of Nesra Shaha. So the Zikr of the Zikr attack. Avloche is Zushe Nesra Mishmachet Kuko, Lav Yivomo Iso, Vichipoka Yisra Achet Kuko, Vichit Yachet Iso, הרי זה מטרס, זה ימרס, זה לא אבי שסטח אבוי, אם כך נשמיק לו ומסכים לו, זה עם הכל חד וחד, זה די ישרה מראה. Now let's see the thesis. So we'll learn this thesis first. אילי מנדומה ידיקי, אימרי, אבו גב זה מנדומה, יש דיקה, לקר למצווה ליאב מחכויסה, משום דיל מאו עושה ליאב מרשת, כי זה משמע בפירי דל את אחי. גב רגיל לך מנדומה אחיו, אם זה ידע משונון, אחיו, So, in the day I'm shown on, so, in other words, faces his deduces it from the Gemara there. Now turn to the Gemara there. This is very important for our Gemara. That's Chodai Lomad Beis. The eighth line from the top. Omar Avune Omar Av. Beis Achoye, Yivomei, Shenoplu Lismayov Mech. So let's say, so there are three brothers, Reuben, Shimon, and Levi. And Reuben was married to Rachel, Shimon was married to Leah. And there was another brother, Levi. And then both sisters fell before Levi. Before Levi. Cholat l'risheino, hutro. So suppose, now first Reuben died. So Rachel was Nisala. And he gave, and then Shimon died. And Leah was Nisala. And he gave Chalitze to the Rishaino, to Roche, so who taught? No, Muta Bishmir. So suppose that Roche dies, so then he's allowed, in other words, if, let's say, in the case where they are both alive, so he's not allowed to be Yavni the one. But if Tzveis HaRishayin or Rochel dies, so then von dem in der Lause bin ich ab und leer. Muss aber ich hier. Wenn ich so klein mache, nicht lässt der Menschen, dass ich Here the one who became cook-off was the fellas, Esther Rochel was the fellas. So if Leia died, it's a claim a mace of Shmira or Shemuta Bereshema. Mishim dehave yivomo shehutro vinesko vichotro vihutro tardo la teori. So Rav says, needless to mention, in the case of mace of Shmira, so it's Muta Bereshema, so then even if we was a blind aloche of Nesko Shoachas in the Rabbana. So it would be muter, because then we would have to apply the aloche of hutro v'nesko v'chot of hutro. But even the case of Meis HaRishayno, so then it's not hutro v'nesko v'chot of hutro. So it's still muter to be miyav v'shniyo. Why? Because Rav holds that we don't apply with Rabbonon the aloche of Nes HaShoach. When do we apply that, the aloche of Nes HaShoach as midrash? There we apply, let's say, Reuben and Shimon to brothers, and Reuben was married to Rochel, and Shimon was married to Leah. Then Reuben died, and Rochel was the fellow before Shimon. So the mayor of Shimon couldn't be Miyabim Rochel because she's Achei Tishrei. But a month later, Leah died. So he's famous for Shacha, because at the very outset, she was Asura, Rochel was Asura, and Shimon with Reis. Mashiachin in this case, where Reuven and Shimon, and then Reuven died, and then Shimon died, and then Rochel died, so here it's Nesro Shachat, with Rabbonon. So with Rabbonon we don't say Nesro Shachat, according to that. The Rabbi Yechon nomar, Meiso Shniyo Muta Berishayno. Abo Meiso Rishayno Oso Bishniyo. My time is, Yekol Yivomo, so Meiso Shniyo Muta Berishayno, because Yivomo Shehutcho Vinesko Vechotom Hutcho. So you need a right to say that. But, Abo Meiso Rishayno, so then there is no Hutcho Vinesko Vechotom Hutcho, but it's only Mid Rabbonon, so then we apply Mid Rabbonon the Aloch of Nesro Shach. My time is to call Yivomo, she's not Nikirim, but she's not Nikirim, and Yivomo Yovilel, Hariviki, she's not Yishlo, Bonin Vassor. So, the Rav, Leslie, I swore, the Omar Rav, call Yisho, she's not Nikirim, but she's not Nikirim, and Yivomo Yovilel, Hariviki, she's not Yishlo, Bonin Vassor. So here, Mid Rabbonon, she was Asura, Mitalachit, to Kose, at the very outset. So even when she died, so we should apply the Aloha of Nesro Shachat. Hane Milei, Chazikoye, Baape, Biapun Yisrachim Shadirayt, Abel Hochet, Yiket Rabbonon. So the Gemara says in so many words, according to Rav, in Mid Rabbonon we don't say Nesro Shachat, only Mid Rayt. So Teisa says, Abel Hochet, Yiket Rabbonon, Pirish Rach, the Rav Yitaymei, the Omar in Tik, the Abel Gav, the Osir, Mishim Pitom, Yisivomi, Vichoshi Fach Yisrael, Yisroilomi. אַז כי שטאָב אין חאָרט, אַבער מיין דאָמע יעז ביטע, רול איז דעם איז נישט נאָר צו So they say that the reason is why Rav, the reason is why Rav says that the Rabbonon we don't say Nesro Shachat. It's not, and Rabbi Yechon says that we do say Nesro Shachat in Rabbonon. So it's not the machleke, in Svoret Hapuchet, between Rav and Rabbi Yechon, and whether the Aloche of Nesro Shachat whether in regard to Nesro Shachat we apply the principle of Kodikism Rabbonon came the right to this. No. If Rav had held that Yeshike, then Rav would agree with Rav Yechanan. That we apply the Aloha of Nesro Shachat. And if Rav Yechanan had held Yeshike, so then Rav Yechanan would agree that we don't apply the Rabbonon Nesro Shachat. But the fact is that Rav holds ain't decay. So the reason as to why you're not allowed to marry in Achim Sukkot is because of Yisrael Yisrael Yisrael. That's not an Israel. It's an extraneous Israel. There's an Israel. So the name of that doesn't affect a diminution in the decay. Masha'inke Rabbi Yechanan, he holds yes decay. So yes, he came some with Rabbonon, too, it's not authorized, it's not a Chesish commandment. But with Rabbonon, it's a Chesish thing. It's a Chesish thing. So it's an Israelvo. So the Mele, so just as an Israelvo, an Ervo with Raise, effect of Kol Zikar Gamre, so an Ervo with Rabbonon, effect, with Rabbonon, diminution in Zike. So if there's diminution in Zike, so the Mele, she becomes a Surah at the very outset, with Rabbonon on the score of the Israel of Ishizach. So the Mele replied, the Aloche of Nesra Shachar. So that's Teisa Shita, and we mentioned that the name of the Rach. In other words, so Teisa Shita means that whether we say the Rabbonon or Nesra Shachar, so it all depends. If she was Asur on the score of Elvom in Rabbonon, then we say, yeah. Then we say, Kongi Tik Rabbonon can derive the Tikkun, and we apply the Aloche of Nesra Shachar. But if it's on the basis of an extraneous Isa, because you want me, then we don't. Now, so the Gemara continues. Gemara, Isa Rabbi Isa Rabbi Hanin and Rabbi Yechon. So that's Tesis and Rach Shah. But Rashi Shita is not like that. Rashi Shita is over there in our Gemara, and over here, that from Zion, in the other places. So in other words, so the reason is why Rabbi Yechon says that we do say Nesra Shachar. We do say Nesra Shachar. So it's because Rabbi Yechon holds that we apply in the Rabbonon Nesra Shachar. And this means it's on the basis of Rabbi Yechon would say Ein Zike. We still say Nesra Shachar. And Rav, because Rav holds, we don't say in Rabbonon Nesra Shachar. That's according to Rashi. But according to Teisa, so in other words, if it is based upon Zike, so then it's an Israel from the Rabbanon, so then we say Nesra Shachar. If it's based upon an extraneous, it's a different, it's a woman, not an Israel from the Rabbanon, so then it doesn't affect a diminution of Zike even with the Rabbanon, so maybe we don't say Nesra Shachar. So then the Gemara proceeds. Eis Rabbi Yisrael Chanin and Rabbi Yisrael. Arboach is based on Mitzuyim Beis Achoyim. Umeisam Fiyam Beis Achoyim, Halecheil Fidroi Nisiyav Meis. Vamai, like Hadunaye, Lachle from Mishnio, whatever we say no we got the Edo, King Vomoshehutro, the Nestro, the Hotro, the Utro, Tarzan, the Tero, we say, so why do both have to get the same? Omale, so Rabbi Yechon said, Achoy is in the day of Mishnah. In other words, he's not here with all the Mishnah. The Mishnah is a Besh. The way Mele Mai Chilt is now with Tone Chilete. So, in other words, the Rishenu is Chilete. The Shnio is Chilete, and then the Rishenu could be with Yabele. So, the way my Chilt is now with Chilete, how the Chilt is Chilete. The way my Chilt is Chilete, Zahome, Harevu Chilete. So that's why he says, Achoy is Nidhi Mishonu, he says, this Bogay is Mishubesh. The way my Chilt is Bereishe, the Rishenu, Bereishe, Chilt is Chilete Chilete. All right, so the question arises, Why does the Gemara ask Kashe according to Rabbi Yechonen? The same Kashe could be raised. Yeah, according to Rav too? On the contrary, according to Rav, so in either case, is Muteret, because there is no Nesra Shachar. So Teisa says that the reason as to why the Gemara asks the Kashe only according to Rabbi Yechonen, not according to Rav, because Rav holds in Zike. So in Mele, if it's in Zike, so in Mele, we cannot say that first let me give Chalitza and then be Miyabim the other one should be Miyabim, because we should be gazing here. We should be gazing here, maybe he'll be Miyabim first. Mashenke, if yes, we don't have to be gazing here. That one shouldn't be allowed to be Chalitza first, because of Xere, you'll know he'll be Miyabim the Chilo, because if it's yes, so then everybody will know that it cannot be Miyam Mitzchilo. Because it's mamish like a Chedish state, Mitzchilo Rabbonon. Mashenike, according to the Mandomer of Pitu Mitzchilo Sivoni, so it's a different kind of an Yisrael, and it's based upon a Choshe, maybe he'll die. So people, it's not occur to their mind that this is Oter. So the Mele, according to the Mandomer, that Inzike, and the Yisrael, the Yisrael of being Miyam at the very outset, is because Dilma Maye, so that is something that will not occur to anybody's mind. So you have to be gay there. That still may be having the trio. Mashenke, the cult, Mandoma, Yezike. So then, the Yisrael is the Yisrael Achei Sukkot. That's something that everybody can understand. So maybe we don't have to be again to you. You will be young for that. This is what they do. Oh, Emery, I've got the man to my agent. Lekker in Mixa. We have a good day. We should be also long. We have a race. Get a match with the guy back. Got a rebellion in the back. It's an idea, Michonne. So why does it? So the Gemora has the catch on the other rebellion. Why does the Gemora have the catch? Against Rav, the answer is because according to Rav, there is no cash. Because we cannot say that Lachlis the race. Because of the Zere, the only other race. But according to Rav Yechanan, we don't have to be gay there. That he shouldn't be allowed to be Chilis the race on account of the Zere, the only other race. We'd like him to come to the name of the Lechlis, the Chad, the Yavl Chad. So, we'll come to the name of the Lechlis, the Chad, the Yavl Chad. Keep the whole Chad. So in other words, so the question is, why does the Gemara say that you man doma yezike? So we couldn't say lech letzchad u'yav lechad, and according to him, we couldn't be gay there. Bilmo miyav b'tchilo. So why don't we say in the Mishnah of Daled Achim lech letzchad u'yav lechad? So he says because of kimichol achas nesro shoachas yasur olomi. אפילו רישיינו, זה לא שלא יבוא משהו אותך ונצחו וכל תרוב הוצאות אז לא יתאר אישי, אלא רבי יחנן, אולי רבי יחנן הול, יבוא משהו אותך ונצחו וכל תרוב הוצאות, but here our Gemara doesn't agree with רבי יחנן דין, of יבוא משהו אותך ונצחו וכל תרוב הוצאות. Alright, so, זה היה לו רבי יחנן, לקח הוצאו, אין לך, אחרו יפני ידי המשונון, זאת אומרת, רבי יחנן, because of his הלוכה, of Hutro Vinesco, the Hutro Hutro Tazo, the origin is forced to say that this Bobbe of Chilchilte, so, and we do not say that one is Chilchilte and the other one is Javenes, is Mishabeche. Mashenke, our Gemara is saying that we don't say Hutro Vinesco, the Hutro Hutro is Tazo, the origin. So, Mimele, we apply the Aloche of Nesco Shoachat. ומאם דאמר, אין זיקה, אף על גב דורב, דאמר אין זיקה, לסלו לכמון כאילו שנצחו שאחת, זה צריך לשיטה. Because נצחו שאחת is only שייך, if the Yisra דרבונון, then Yisrael בו מדרבונון. So in view of the fact that the Yisrael בו מדרעייסה is מפקיע זיקה לגמרי מדרעייסה, so the Yisrael בו מדרבונון, אחרי סוכותה, is effect, a diminution in זיקה, so in many ways, מדרבונון בישראל זה שסך יצחל של האחר. זה שתי תשיטה, מכל מוקה, אם גזרים הם דוליכו יצחל אוליו אחד, או תותיו מיום ברשא, תחיל מדי אינסיקה עושה למיטה, אוליו ברשא, ולמאסטין שעדתה ידעו למה יסידו. אבל הוכה, כל אחד ואחד אמרינון, אלה דידי ישראל מלאי. ולכל אם נגזר יום מיום ברשא, דאפילו מיום ברשא, אלה דידי ישראל מלאי, וכי מיום שעפיר עובד. ומשום מנדום הרים זיקי צורך לאים הכל כך. Cases was bothered, why did the Gemara have to say כל חד וחד אימא בדי כל משרד. Here we cannot say נסחו שעחה זה קודם בדי זה שיטה. I'll leave the מנדום פתאום נצא סיבות. So why do we say הוכה כל חד וחד אימא בדי כל משרד עלי? So Taisa says, because here it's not on the basis of Nesra Shaha, according to Mandoma of Bitumi Tzivoni. It's on the basis of Ixere. Dilma that he cannot be the Chilis Dereshe because of Ixere, Dilma Miyavi Dereshe. So the question is, so here too, we should say, Dilma Miyavi Dereshe, why does the Mishnah say, כי משנאי וחוצו ולמיד מהשנאי אמר לך תחיל את זה לך את מייבי לך תחיל את זה לך מייבי but we should be gay there דילמה מייב מרשא so the answer is here we don't have to be gay there דילמה מייב מרשא because we're not sure that he will be gay in a חיס קוקות it's only a possibility so it's equally likely that he will not be gay in a חיס קוקות he'll be gay in a חיס קוקות So, Mimele, we don't have to be gay there, since it is Sophic, so we don't have to be gay there, Dilmo Miyabin Bereish, because it's only Sophic, it's only Sophic. All right, now, Rashi, now what does Rashi say? Rashi said here, וחיפוקה, בוא תרשי שיטס, אמרנו את זה במחלקת דיקן רשי את זה. According to Rashi, so if we say, if we apply the halacha of Netzro Shalom, Achas Min Rabbonon, so even I'll leave it in Mandom Arim, he can reapply that halacha. Because it doesn't make any difference why she's Asura Min Rabbonon. As long as he cannot, Mei the Tam Sheniye, if the Yovim cannot be Miyavim Min Rabbonon De Yivome, so that affects the diminution of it. So if it affects the Mishnah in Dike, so Mimele, she becomes Asura Min Rabbonon on the score of the Yisra Shezah. So Mimele can apply the Aloche of Nesra Shah. Teisa Shite Yis, when can we apply the Aloche of Nesra Shah to the Rabbonon? Only when the Yisra Rabbonon is a Yisra Elba Min Rabbonon. Achis Yish Min Rabbonon. If you're Dike, so Achis Kukote is Achis Yish Min Rabbonon. But if it's because of people with the Zivomim, so then we can. So no diminution in the Zik is affected. If no diminution in the Zik is affected, there is no diminution in the Zik is affected. So how can we say, Nefesh HaChas? So why is it Tosea? So it's Tosea because... So why is it Tosea in the Mishnah of Dalet Achi? So it's Tosea because of Ezeire. Of Ezeire, Dilma Miyav Mitzchilo. But over there, when it's in Vadai, if it's Miyav Mitzchilo. So he'll be either in Vadai is there, so then we are gay there that he shouldn't even be holy to Tchilo. Masha he can hear, even if he'll be Yav Mitzchilo, it will only be a Nisa Misofi. So the Mele, so he's allowed Lecha Tchile to be holy to Tchilo. To be holy to Tchilo. All right. Now let's see the cases. Now what does Rashi say here? Now there is one thing that Rashi says. He says, V'chipoka Yisra Achis Kukas Pachmitz Achis 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 Hilkach mitzveikelo imaskinolo. The ima kol chad v'chad didei Yisrael. So the question is, bishleime teisves, we understand the pshat, ima kol chad v'chad didei Yisrael, because according to teisves, it's not based upon Netzro Shah. But according to Rashi, so the whole, there is no gzere of Dilma Miyavim Reish. So it's all based upon the aloche of Nefer Shachas. When can we apply the count of Nefer Shachas in the mission of Dalet Achi, where everyone with Achis Kukoti is also in Yivame. But here, the Achis Kukoti is in Ochris, he's not in Yivame. So how can we say Nefer Shachas? So Memele, why does Rashi have to resort to the fact, Hilkach, so we say, that Kidmu Vikim, so he's loyal to you. Why? Because Eima Kol Chad V'Chad Idei Yisra Mirei. Why do they have to resort to Idei Yisra Mirei? Even if we knew that he was Pegei Adi Yisra. But Nesro Shachas is not Shayach here. She's not in Yivome. So why does Rashi have to say that? So it seems, so it appears from Rashi, that if we knew that he was Pegei Adi Yisra, so then, he's a Chachmas. So then... If we knew that he was to be a Yisra, so then, he's a Chachmas. So then, he's a Chachmas, so we would say that he's Kimura. He's a Chachmas, we would say he's Kimura. But, it's not about the idea that he's going to be there. So in many ways, there is no option. That's what we have to say about. All right, please. Wait till we can write some cases. So according to Rashi, so even according to Mandom Arayim's case, so we still apply the aloche of Nesachah. According to Teisre, so according to Mandoma, we cannot apply the aloche of Nesachah. Because so the whole Israel is based upon people in the Zivonim. So that does not affect the Yisrael in the Zivonim. So it's not Shayach to say Nesachah. Well, it's not easy to use, that whatever the reason is, it's why he's also. Even if he's also, to take her, so the male is there to say, so in Meile, it becomes, the Rabbonon becomes less all of the Sanisa of the Gita.
and the qualification class. So according to Mandoma Reyes, so why is it not there? So it's not there because, so why don't we say Latin first the Helens and then the Yav? So because we are dancing, you're the youngest killer. But according to Mandoma Reyes, so we don't have to begin that you're the youngest killer because everybody will know. But then the same is the so then we have to begin the Yadumi Yavin Bishri. All right. Now the case says, Kismu Vishim say Yishim Yoda. So that comes in on the day. So the case says, Einari, Dapke, Mishum, Mishum, Yishem, Ripona, Bachit, Sukosi. Avol, Ibadai Have, Avol, Ibadai Have, Hoyo Zokuk, Lehisi, Apple Dab, because we are the reasons why he was in Yodon, because there is a possibility that he was not to give a Hesukos. But if it has been a certainty that he was claiming the Hesukos, so then he would have to be made. Abogav, he got his merit, Yodon, to see the Joker with a Hesukos. Any story for Rabbono Nafir Ramsi? So only Rabbi Ibrahim Taylor says, he merit Yodon, to see the Joker with a Hesukos. So we tell that the Yehudan, Simon, and Levi, three brothers, and Reuven was married to Rochel, and then Reuven died. And then later, so Levi married, Levi was Mikavish, Leah, the sister of Rochel. So Rabbi Ben Sira says, Abram Lehamtei, we say to Levi Hamtei, at the Ochicho, let's say Simon, at the Miyam. But the Rabbonon of Rabbi Ben Sira, why? Because Rabbi Ben Sira holds their ticket. But the Rabbonon of Rabbi Ben Sira holds a ticket. So in other words, we don't tell him Hamke. We don't tell him Hamke. Even though the Rabbonon of Rabbi Ben Sira will say Eizike, but they agree that he ought to marry Achiz Kukose. But why is it not there? Only because of people who are vomiting. So that's only the Hakrile, but the Eved, if he was the Kabbish Slayer, if Levi was the Kabbish Slayer, so he was able to be there of people who are vomiting, so then he can be Kabbish.
Let's say, he says,
not because of the duty, but because of the love. Because of the love. So in many ways, even the Kodesh Mandoma, the people can be shown in the fear, he's loyal with duty, but how you love me, certainly have a duty. That's the Kodesh Rabban Kivay, so for a different reason, not because of duty can be shown in the fear. Now, there is a kasha by Achelim, Hesed, and all the same, and he's the same character. He all has the same kasha. According to Mandoma, the people can be shown in the fear, so you have a duty, so every Chayav Elavim, so the Dushi should not be Dushi because it's not much of here, so they give the same time. Now, when do we apply the Aloha of Dushi to the children of the beer? When do we apply the Aloha of Dushi to the children of the beer? That is only the Aldi-Dushi community of the beer. When it becomes Osea to the Dushi, like in this case, when the Mikabe is one of the two sisters, and it's not identified at the very outset, which one? So, like this, it would be absurd, but who the Dushi is absurd? So they ask, the Rambam Shikim is, I mean, that the Rambam is, I mean, all the Rishonim Achilles, but the Rambam Shikim is that, well, first of all, there is a double Machlekes, a twofold Machlekes between the Rambam and all other Rishonim. Now, we have a Machlekes between the Fayim Vov, in Vov Aldayim, in Jushim, a Machlekes between Abay and Rosh. So, Kiddush will go out, whether it's Reike or Inelik. So Abaye says, "Ide shleike boal leike." So Rove says, "Boal leike, loy boal inele, loy boal inele." So in other words, let's say if someone is mikabi shikoshi, kidding, is mikabi shikoshi. So and loy boal. So according to Abaye, is chayim malchus for the mishnah law. This is how it is. According to Rove, not. Then the Gemara says, "Umeide Rove." The Almonu is King Godel, who is involved with Kiddush Shalek. So Raja says that when the Gemara says, you made a love it, the Almonu is King Godel, King Godel is Kiddush Shalek, so it's love that the Almonu is King Godel. The same thing is true of Kusha Lichin Hedje, I mean, Kusha Lichin Hedje, Chlovo Zeno, I mean, all these stories for me. So what does the Gemara mean, you made a love it? The Almonu is King Godel, King Godel is Kiddush Shalek, and so according to Raja and all the other things. So, Rovi is on the chilek of Abayim regard to Kiddush Loibah. According to Abayim, Kiddush Loibah is like it. According to Rovi, Kiddush Loibah is not like it. My Kiddush Loibah is like it. Rovi is also like it. That is like it. By all, it's like it. Not that's how one like it. But the Rambam is like it. No. That's how one like it. That's how one like it. But in Halil, that's how one like it. But by other issues, when elected by Kuse, so according to Rove, so not only by Kiddush Loibah in the race, by Bravo with Kiddush in the Lake either. Bravo with Kiddush in the Lake either. That's one sheet of the Rambam, which is contrary to all the sheet of the other sheet. Then the Rambam mentions the second Chiddush, which is in the Giga Chiddush. That not only in regard to Yisroel Tehune is the Halacha that Bravo with Kiddush in the Lake either, but all Chayav Elav is the same Halacha. In other words, if someone will be Bravo on there, the Chayav Elav, not Yisroel Tehune. The Lord Kiddush. The Lord Kiddush, so then, he will be, so will not be Chayav Malchus. He'll not be Chayav Malchus. So all the Rishonim Achilei Kan Rambam. First of all, most Rishonim Achilei Kan Rambam in regard to the first Kitta of the Rambam also. But especially in regard to this Kitta, the Rambam is Yochi, Mamet. In other words, one could agree with the Kitta of the Rambam that when Gemara says, who made the Rambam about one of the King Godel to the Kitta, involved with Kiddush Loibah, that it means, as Rambam says, that's the Almonu is in Godel, but not only so it's one. But without accepting the other Chiddush of the Rambam, that even Machayav Lav involved with Kiddush Loibah. So that's the Rambam Chiddush, it's Chiddush, that by all Chayav Lav, by Namzeres, all Chayav Lav, so Boal Vole Kiddush, Now, what's his name? The chief judge in the Supreme Court in Israel is considered a Dati, I mean, the former Yeshiva Bacher, and he considers himself as a Gromsner, as a Pesach. So he wrote the solution for all the problems in Israel. In other words, let's say, in Mamzeres and so on, and Kusha Likayan, somebody wants to marry Kusha, and somebody wants to marry Mamzeres. So we had a simple solution out of this. And what is the solution? So he mentioned the Rambam Shita. So the Rambam Shita is that Goal the Residence. Goal the Residence. So he's in the Lake by Ohio Rab, by Tregune and Ohio Rab. So he mentioned the Rambam Shita is better to be the accepted Shita by all the things. I mean, the Rambam is the Yochid who says like this. I mean, most of the same Achel. But there's another mistake that he made. Anyway, so in other words, so all Khrushchev could get married to it, and what he shouldn't make two students, so he'll be a common law wife. So in other words, he'll have a civil marriage, he'll be a common law wife, so he'll be born with a civil son, so that's the ethical. Anyway, so many as the cat is, again, according to Rambam, so that born with a civil by all Chayav Alam, he's in a race, so in many ways, according to Mandorona, the situation is so in the so it's going to have a solution. So all Chayav Alam should be no solution, should not be taken. So what? So that's the thing that started. So what is the thing here, Tarek? Because Israel is not based upon the vision. That's true according to other things. But according to the Rambam, without the vision, there is no Israel. So there is a very simple Tarek. And that's Kassi. And that's Kassi. I mean, and that will point out, I mean, that the solution suggested by the city of the Supreme Court of Israel is no solution. The Rambam Shita is only that there is no Malkes, but there is an Isha Raita. As a matter of fact, you can see it from the Washington Rambam Shita, that there is an Isha Raita. In other words, according to the Rambam, when is the Malkes for Chayav Alam? Only if the Tikha is the maximum Tikha. In other words, so if it's Baal, the Lord today, so the Tikha is not the maximum Tikha, so the Mele, there is no Malkes. As a matter of fact, the Rambam says, look at the story here, if it can't, if Bala Nochi, the Goye, so it's Chayav Malkes Mishin Reine. So the Rambam himself says the Kase, but how can it be Chayav Malkes Mishin Reine, but our Lochi is, by all Chayav Alam, by all Chayav Alam, that Bala the Lord today, so Reine Reine, and by Goye, so this is not in bed. So the Rambam says, when do we say that Bala the Lord today is Reine Reine, is Mishin Shai? So then, he's not high mountains unless it is considered by Dushin. Mashen Kein, Kein Habol Anochi, so Dushin is not Shaya. So it's high mountains and be alone without Dushin. What's the Pshat in the Rambam? In other words, when is the higher mountains, according to Rabbi, so when is the higher mountains, only when the Tiche is the maximum Tiche. So if Dushin is possible and he was not in Kavisha, so then there is no maximum Tiche. So the Mele, because something is lacking. So the Mele is not high mountains. Machenke in Benochi, where Dushin is not possible, so then the beer that is the maximum Tiche. A Grusha Zeno Vahalolo Rinko. So that was not the high mountain, there has to be a full Tiche. So if when Dushin is possible and he's not the Kaddisha, so it's not a full Tiche. So it's not high mountain. But by Nochi, beer itself that's the maximum Tiche. Tiche is not possible. So the Mele, in regard to mountain, if there is no Tiche, a full tikha is not high mountain. He has to be even allowed in a full wake. Mashainke, a mister there is. Some in Mele, there's no kache because the same tag as the case is mentioned could be given by the Rambam too. Because when we apply the aloha of Dushin in Israel is here, where without the Dushin, he's not a tool at all. Okay, well he says, Achat Miken, he could execute. So without that Dushin, of course he's with that, with Amrit. And the result of the Dushin is under the Torah. So we say Dushin is only there. But here, even according to the Rambam, there is a Mishra Raita. By all Chayav Alav, or by all Chayav Alav of Baal the Rechidesh, there is a Mishra Raita. By all Chayav Alav. But there is no Malkes, so in many ways, it's not Dushin, it's only there. All right. They can have it, it's only there. Bim Kein Lagim Kein Kitchel Abayi, Domar Sefer Ishka Kali Zavi Dushin. The Yishleima Adi Yidea, Mash Mahoch, Mash Mahoch. Umayish Nemod is now. So that we pointed out that the Rashi, according to Rashi, so the Kashi is a twofold Kashi. It's not just one Kashi, but this mentioned just one of the Kashis that Rashi mentioned. Peter the Kuntre is for how the Tolma is to do things in the city of the Mikotin with the Adla and three of the Kishma and Tristan. Is our Dachin, but the Tomok might have said that Matisse now right to the Shiva. There that Gimor. So, Rehmer is before how the Tolma is now a killer from Yav. We got the Dalla and the Achim Stinchel. But Rashi says the Kasha of the Gemara is from both. Now, keep moving into the Gemara of Adalim. Keep moving into the Gemara of Adalim. Tony Shil. Vapiru Shneim Kiyam. So, Shneim Kiyam means also Imitim. Why? So, because it is so. But one is married a Chlute, but we don't know who. So it is so. So it seems the Yisar of Chlute. Chlute is in the Rabbanon. Some Mele, it's Imitim. Tome Shile was in Shneim Kiyam. My time the Chlute of the Rabbanon. The Sophic Chlute of the God of Rabbanon. וחוץ לרבונו מי, ועתניה גרושו, אין לי אלו גרושו, חוץ למנעים, תלמוד לימא, ואישו. ואישו, so we learned out from the Pasuk, so that means it comes with in the love of גרושו לא יפחו, וגמוד את הרס, ורבונו נו, הוא קרוא עצמחת בעלמי, הוא קרוא עצמחת בעלמי. אורי. חוץ לעצום המקרן, ורבונו, ואוכל לכל חד אינו לסופית, משמו זה, ויגן את יום תגמור, ולגוד רבונו להפוק עם הסופית. Now, there is a Shuvah in the Shvus Yaakov. I mean, all the Poskim, the contemporary Poskim at these days. So, I mean, we are very angry at the Shvus Yaakov, but the Shvus Yaakov Poskim, that it came this man as a, so if he came with Mana Z and married, a Halut so any king is in the earth. Why? Because of this Gemara. The Gemara says, he moved into any king is in the Yodom. So Tony Shileva, to which he came in my time, he was in the Rabbonon, so the Mele, the Evan. If any king is in the Yodom, he seems to be in the Rabbonon, so the king is in the Yodom, he seems to be in the Yodom, Latvian and Yehoshim, so the same thing is true. So we have Chile, not. But if he has it, if he came, he's married a Chlute, and so he's a Sophie Kayan, maybe he's not a Kayan, because they're not in Yehoshim. No Kayan has, it's a Vichet. So in the Mele, Amy Kinnikin, but of course, all the daily Israel, in these days, were Chile Kanan, I mean, he was Mamish, many of the daily in his day, I mean, he was very angry at him. Now, why is it different since that the Shvus Yaakov is right? I mean, here the Gemara says that since Chute is Rabbonon, so the Mele is Tidmo the King, so he's any king is in the other. Any king is the other. So it should apply to his king, this man has it. So they said that here is of Tashoko Mami, because in regard to each one, if it's something I talk with, it's 50-50. Ken, maybe she's Zachute, maybe he was Kane and Zachute, maybe he wasn't Kane and Zachute. So the Mele came to him, this is something other. Mashay came, Kian is Mazer, all right, no Kian has it Savirche. But if they were Hazoke, I mean, Hazoke is over something. We on the basis of the Hazoke, of the honey, without the Xavirches, we couldn't be Maile, the Kael, and Yisraya. We couldn't let him do the Aveide. But not a Sofit HaShoko. So when do we say that where is the Rabbonon? So a Mitzin, a Yisrael Yodov, that is, if it is Mamet, it's Sofit HaShoko. Mashenkin, Kael, and Yisrael. They are the Cheskes Kehane. They are the Cheskes, after all, they do Chum, I mean, and they are not afraid. Why don't we say, Sofit Prochet Lehoko, let them do Chum, let every Kehan do Chum, but not say the Brocha Shom Tisari Tivonu, Sofit Brocha Tivonu. The answer is we don't consider it as a Sofit, because of Deva Chazoke. But there is a distinction between the Kehen Meyuchet and the Kehen Kehen Meyuchet. But it's not a, certainly not a Sofit HaShoko, so the Mele, they all passed it, I mean, they overruled this stuff, this is Yaakov. I mean, that to be a Kehen Bizman Azeh, if he married a Chute, so even if Kine is so, it's my Kine is here. All right. But because of this fact of the Shvus Yaakov, where he was mapping only when the Eved, so they're already Rabbonim
in America, I don't know how to call them, rabbonim, rabbis, I don't know how. So, who are mafia in the year of the king, and this much. Really, it's in the piece of the right in the year of the king. All right. Now, next mission. Mitzvah begodil yavi. Vimkirim hakoton zok. So, there is a mitzvah, there is a din gdime, that the oldest brother, so, has to be miyavim the yavon. But, this is only a meaning of gdime. So, suppose the younger, a younger brother was miyavim, when there is an older brother, so zok. So zok. Now, from the Rabbanon, for how you are prayer, you can the mitzvah be God in the Yav. As a feeling, Prat Lailen, Shein Yeleve, Yokum al Shimochi v'inachlo, Yokum al Shimochi, so it means v'inachlo. Atore, atore ima v'inachlo.
Only in one minute of connection.
So, who kochel is the woman yobi ala who kochel is of Yidmo? Who should do it? Who ya preya? And whom should he be yavi? At the tailing. So in other words, who ya preya at the tailing. So who ya preya, he explains who should do the yavi, the chatchile, and that the tailing is descriptive of the woman who is to be yavi. Of course, that's not in countenance with the traditions. This is how Rashi explains the post. Rashi says, Ashatelei, the Oisho Yivomo, so he says, Yikaboche Zorah, to Kochol Yishmo V'Yitmo, who is the Yitmo? Who should do it? Who is the Yitmo? Who is the Yitmo? Who is the Yitmo? Who is the Yitmo? So in other words, it's related to the Yitmo. So in other words, who is the Yitmo? Who is the Yitmo? Who should be Yavim the prayer? And as a prayer also modifies the Yidmo. In other words, only the Hoya prayer the Yavim Hoyisha at a prayer. And Isha. So of course, so the Pshutisho Mikro is completely negated. Now let's see how the Rambam explains. According to the Rambam, so it's not so so contrary to, according to Rashi Pshat, so the whole Drosha of Chazal is contrary to the plain Pshutisho Mikro. Plain Pshutisho Mikro. So there is a special aloche that Mikro here, Mikro is a Pshutisho. So the Rambam has another Pshat. Now according to the Rambam, so the Pshutisho can be explained within the context of the connotation, of the literal connotation. Rambam says, "Wait for the Chassid Mochlike, Halacha Vav." Says it follows: "Mi shemei, v'niach achim rabbi, mitzvah ladot liyavim ulachle, shenema v'hoyo apchir asatere, v'pi ashmu alomdu, shenu midaber alo b'pchir shebiachim, k'leima, g'day la'achim, yoku la'o shem ochi b'amech." V'zeh shenema asatere, so I mean, so what you see, it appears to be contrary to the plain meaning of the poetry. As a tailor, Mashmoye as a Yodo A, the Mashmoye as a tailor, I want to tell the market of shops given by the Rambam. In other words, when one is tempted to assume that when the Torah says, Voya Prir as a tailor is who? As a tailor, I want it. So he says, no, the pshat is that, this is what the Rosh of Chazal tells us, that the pshat in the poetry is, V'hoyo apchir ashatele, the mother of the yod. Not the yivome. But who is the subject of tele? The mother of the yod. Not the yivome. So v'hoyo apchir ashatele, the pcho, the mother of the achim, of the two achim, will give birth to Yochum al Shemot Lamed. He will inherit an achle of the name. So then it's not contrary to the tradition. So the question is, who is the subject of Ashatele? So without the drosha, I would say that the subject of Ashatele is the woman. And because of the drosha tells us that the subject of Ashatele is not the woman, but the mother of the yod, the mother of the two brothers, of the achim, of the yish v'achim, of the achim yod. All right. So, the oldest one that will be born to the mother of the yorkshire of the son, so Yochim al Shemoch Lamed, he will inherit the nation. Now, so here we have it. So Rashi, here we have the Gemara Meforeshet, and Rashi says. Rashi says, Rashi and Teitze, they both point out, Ein mi vafikta legamot. So, Shein tzorich likheis libnei b'shein ochi v'amech, v'hochei goma l'imera. V'hochei goma l'imera. So, and Rashi in Chumash also said the same thing, that there is no mitzvah, that the child
after that he's born, to the Ivome and the Yobri Yavra should be given the same name as his own. There is no such element. Now, however, the Rashbam in Chumash, he says that with the Kshutei Shal Mikro, this is what he says, with the Kshutei Shal Mikro, so when the Torah says, Rehoyo HaPchir HaSatiri, Yokum HaSimochim HaMidl Mohashim Yisrael, with the Kshutei Shal Mikro, it means that he has to be given the name of the owner. Now, the Rashbam seems to be, the Rashbam should be, he was a big passion, I mean, and that was his proposition. That whatever drosha there is, and of course every drosha is emes, but the Kshutei Shal Mikro is never negated. That is shite. I mean, in every party, the Rashbam. But here there is a Gemara Mefureshet. Here there is a Gemara Mefureshet. The Gemara says, Omar Rove Avol Gavdi Bechol Atere Kulei Mikro Yeitze Midi Pshutei Hoche Asoyek Zereshove Afiktei Mipashte Legam. Afiktei Mipashte Legam. So it's a Gemara Mefureshet that the Droshe is Meitzi the Pshutei Legam. Yes, what is it? The Rashbam is Chassishoren, not Chilisha Migimore. So what he means that the Pshat, in other words, even though there is a Droshe, so both are in it. I mean, as the Rashbam says in regard to all the other Droshes, the Rashbam says it constantly. But in the other places, there is no difficulty because even they were developing Chayim, so both Pshotim are implicit in the connotation of the Pot. But here, the Gemara says in English that this is not implicit in the connotation of the Pasuk. Afiktei mipashtei legamre. Afiktei by, how does Rashi say? Shein tzorich litchis litnei shein mochi vamei. Vihocha gomolim rabbe. So, obviously, the Rashbam has another pshat, not like Rashi. In other words, so the Rashbam shitting in that here too, the pshutei shel mikro is not the case. And the finish of Mikro is where you are pre Rashatini, Yokomo, Shimochi, Amen. So it's not a thing. But the Rashbam, according to Rashi, so according to the Drosh, you see, according to the Rambam, so the Drosh is not contrary to the apparent literal meaning, according to the Rambam, because who says that the subject of Rashatini is the Yivome? Who says so? Where is there any indication in the text of the Torah that the subject of Hashatir is Yivam? So the Drosha tells us that the subject of Hashatir is not Yivam, but the mother of the Yom, and the Ochivam. But according to Rashi, so the Drash, the way the Drash explains the poetry, so it's much contrary to the apparent Pshuti Shalim. Because according to Rashi, so what's the Pshat? Who Kocho Risha Vizmo? Whom? Voyapche. And whom will be the Yav? As a bit. From the Mele, apparently the Rashbam agreed with Rashi Pshat, not with the Rambam. From the Mele, the Rashbam explained on the Studi Gemore when the Gemore says, Avo Gav Tucho Atere Kule, a Mikro, Yaitin the Pshutei, Hoche Asoi Zereshov Atik Mipash Legamre, because there is a difference between this drash and all that, and the droshes generally. Every droshe is not implicit in the Pshutei Shal Mikro, but at least, in generally speaking, whenever Chazal deduce a certain droshe, so the drash, the pshat of the drash, is not counted. The drash is not is not contrary to the Pshutei Shal Mikro. That's contrary to the Pshutei Shal Mikro. Let's take one example. Let's say, Lo Yachol Dvar. So the Rashbam says, what's the Pshat? Lo Yachol Dvar, he shouldn't violate, he shouldn't be Chalil the Nezah. He shouldn't violate the Nezah. Now there is a Drosh of Chazal. Dvar in the Mechel, Avu, Mechel in the Chetzi Shamay. In other words, the Tishbal, Gimorin, Midor. That's the Zayin. If one takes a Shvue, battle a Samitle, so the Shvue is not Chal. So the Gemara Darshan says, from the Yachol Dvorei, in the Mechol, Avu Mechol Lo Chetzi Shamay. And what if it's only called? He shouldn't violate it. Is there any conflict between the drash and Pshutish HaMikro? There is no. Between the apparent Pshutish HaMikro and the drash. No conflict whatsoever. Machaikin here, the drash, the Pshutish HaMikro is Voya Apri Rasha Tele. The Apri Rasha Tele, in other words, that the Yibome will give birth to. So he should be named after the Onk. That's the Pshutish HaMikro. And what the drash, the hoya prayer, the prayer will be miyabim her. Whom will it be miyabim? As a theory, a woman who can have children. So it's not only and the drash implies an additional pshat in the process. The drash itself is contrary to the apparent pshutish HaMikro. So this is called. This is called by the Gemara Bechorat Kulei Mikro Yechim Pshutei. We have droshes, but the droshes generally is not contrary to the Pshutei Shomim. It's an additional pshat to the Pshutei, but it's not contrary to the Pshutei Shomim. Let's take the first Pshutei, Breishis Boralikim. That explains the Pshutei Shomim Mikro Breishis. Trilas Briyas Shomayim Varek Nabi Trilas, all right? Chilas Bria Shemayim Voret Zohoret 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 Zohoret. And then there is the Drash, Rashi mentions. Rabbi Tzimu Dorshu Bishchus HaTeiro Shemikho Reishi. So if the Drash of Breishi is Bishchus HaTeiro Shemikho Reishi, contrary to Chilas Bria Shemayim Voret Zohoret 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 Zohoret, two separate things. The Drash tells us one thing and the Pshutish HaMikro tells us something else. There is no conflict. There is no conflict. Mashiach in here, there is a conflict between the apparent Pshutish HaMikro. What's the apparent Pshutish HaMikro? The Hoyo Apreir Asha Teilin. The Pshor that the Yivome will give birth to. Yochlo Shimoch Vamech. And then the Drash, the Pshat of the Drash is the Yidmo. The Hoyo Apreir Yavme. Yavme is Asha Teilin. So it's not only an additional. The drash is not expressive of an additional halach in the party, but the drash is contrary to the Pshutish HaMikro. It's contrary. So, but still both are emes according to the Rashbam. The Pshutish HaMikro is emes, and the drash. And the drash. So that's why the Gemara uses the expression, Oche atsoyek zireshove atiktei lipasto legamo. Not affecting partially Gamre, that he doesn't have to be named after the Onk. He does have to be named after the Onk, according to Rashba. But it means that the Drash is contrary, appears contrary to the Pshutish HaMikro. The other Droshes don't even appear contrary, but here, it certainly appears contrary to the Pshutish HaMikro. So that's unique. All right. Now, Hashte the Amre. Krobi Godelksi. So now you say, so the Drosha tells us, Voya Prayer, that the prayer should be Miyab. So only the prayer should be Miyab. No one else? Aim a prayer Miyab, Poshet Loy Miyab. So the Gemara says, no, we couldn't say that this is the Chavonet HaTorah, that only the prayer is Miyab. And they push it not. In Kenya, she talks about you belonging to the Rachmona Lomeli. The Torah has to tell us a special aloch that if she talks about Lomeli, the thief's brother is born after the death of the deceased brother. So he cannot be Miyab. Now, of course, Ochish Lomeli is certainly not a poor. He's certainly not a poor. So only because of Ochish Lomeli he cannot be Miyab. But if everything had been the same except for the fact that instead of loyal Yabalome, it's all Yabalome, then he can be Miyab. Even though he's a younger brother, he's a much younger brother. So we see that even a younger brother, not after the Pro, can be Miyab. Alright. Por Chavach, ve'ime limute vuchadim. No, we could say that the Aloch of Yidin is only Shayach, Gabi, the Pro. Gabi Pro, but one who is not a Pro, so it doesn't have to be Miyab, even if he's Hoyabilon. So then you ask, why did the Torah have to tell us, Ochim Shalohoya Balamit? So the unborn brother, who is yet to be born, can have been Yavim, even if he's a younger brother. So maybe he couldn't be Yavim anyway. No, it's Shaykh, we can visualize a case where the unborn brother who is born after the death of the deceased brother is a prelimate. So if there hadn't been an exercise of Parashat Yevamot, I would say since he's also a prayer, he's the firstborn of the mother, so he should be young. So the Torah tells us no. So I couldn't have a Talkidaitok. If the halacha is that only a pro can be miyab, so I couldn't have a Talkidaitok that the pro lime, even though he's not a prelovi, should be miyab. Because he's not with all Rahmone. What's one of them? He's not with all Rahmone. He's not with all Rahmone. Veime, ki ke preyer, tis kein mit es ist. Ki leke preyer, loy tis kein mit es ist. Maybe the pshat is, when there is a pro, then there can be mit es ist. But where there is no pro, so then there is no is. O makro, mi techo dem, mi lo yakino li mis pro, vom rachmona li yavem. Kot, veime, but maybe the pshat is, di mis kot, di om rachmona li yavem pro. So again, how many drachmone is it also a drame? Veime, ki leke preya ki dem kotten zoch, vi ike preya ki dem kotten loy zoch. O makro, ki yeish vachin yado, fukshe yishile tachin zelete. Veime, ki ike preya leheder agoro, ki leke preya in chizre nitzel godo. So in other words, so there is no preference for an older father. There is a preference only for the oldest father. So there is no preference for the next line. But it's not like that. Our Ibrahim is it's not like that. So not only is there a preference for the firstborn brother, the oldest one. Even if there is no firstborn brother available, but there is an older one and the younger one, so the next line is first. Alom etone abaye chishe mitzvah kol miyave lo yirot zeyuch en tzvach hakot lo yirot zechidre nitzvah godu kipcheya so lo yirot zo chidre nitzvah godu so you more say it's kipcheya ma pcheya pcherot zo gomole av godu gdolot zo gomole so in other words so for the same reason that the pcheya is the preference is first so the next brother, the next older brother in line, also has a question. Veime, kim yavim preya lishkol nachle, kim yavim poshu po lishkol nachle, o makro, yokum al shimochi variko, zelo preya likol yirachmone, remai yukhete. So then it follows, so the entire analysis, so any of them kim yavim, the same are the same. So why, what's the purpose of calling Now let's see the Rashi. Here we have the machlokes between Rashi and apparently all the other issues. The Miri appears to agree with Rashi. And the Miri says that the Rambam Shite is also like Rashi, I mean, it's not much my own from the Rambam Shite. But this is what the Miri says. Anyway, the machlokes between Rashi and the Rashi. So how did Rashi explain? And when I look at the Kali of Chayel, I think of it. It's great. Ma prayer in the night of the road to the Mose. And I in the night of the road to the Mose. Prayer in the night of Chilis, prayer in the night of the Lord, where I'm going to study. Elo ba meshe Musa ki yad avi en bi yume ise. Ich zie doch was in je mosel heen. So da loch in je, so te prayer, tek die schnaie, only the Mose. Let's say, Jacob, the father. Was nicht there, and then he had two sons, just Ruben and Shimon, just two sons. Ruben and Shimon, Ruben is the prayer, so Ruben is then two halos. And he had been three sons,
and Ruben takes to Halopi, to her, and she maintains one head. But suppose that Yaakov, the father of Ruben, predeceased his father Yitzchok. He died first, and then Yitzchok died, and Yitzchok left a lot of Yehoshua. And Yaakov had been dead already for some time. So then Ruben does not take Bishnayim, Bishnayim. So he says, Prayer and Nathan, Chilek, Prayer, the Nachlo, who you're loving, Lohen, Lacham, Mitzavir. So because when Yaakov died, so that the property of Yitzchok, so was the only home was not Moses to Yaakov, Yitzchok was still alive. So it was only home. So Mimele, in Nathan, Chilek, Prayer, the Nachlo, who you're loving, Lohen, Lacham, Mitzavir. It was the Mashem, more than the Avim, Mimele. Whatever property Yaakov possessed on the day Yaakov died, you see, the moment Yaakov died, so that he takes to Halot. Masha'ikin is, at that time, when Yaakov died, Yitzchok was alive, but then a little later, Yitzchok died. So that means that the Nechotim that Yitzchok owned was at the moment of the Yitzchok, of Yaakov, which was always was not Moses. So in that Nechotim, Yehuven does not take to Halot. So here there is Alochem, Apchir, and they could roll to the Moses, as I in it, so we roll to the Moses. As Yog, Mahmet, and Pishnai, we need to